The following is rated R. It contains violence, adult language, nudity, and adult content.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, October 11th, 2020, and thanks for joining us for the Fear the Walking Dead online viewing party here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm host Casey Shapiro, and special thanks to our host and sponsor, NDB Media. Welcome back to our listeners. We haven't been together since Sunday, September 29th, 2019. And that was Fear the Walking Dead, Season 5, Episode 16, the finale, over a year ago. It is good to get back to this. Tonight's show, as always, contains spoilers up until the last episode and possible additional information that comes from current AMC official Walking Dead promo materials. Welcome to the doubleheader of Season 6, Episode 1 of Fear, and Season 1, Episode 2 of Worlds Beyond. Tonight is the Season 6 Fear premiere. Season 6 will adhere to the split season tradition, airing at least episodes 1 through 7 from tonight through November 22nd. Episode 8 hasn't officially been confirmed and may have been delayed in finishing up in production, kind of like what happened to Season 10 of Walking Dead Classic in the spring. So I'm sure AMC has been spending most of 2020 making major schedule and production adjustments due to the quarantine. So for now, we are assuming that Episode 8 will probably go ahead Thanksgiving weekend. I will confirm it with you guys when I get that confirmed. And then we'll pick up the second half either in February or April of 2021. Likely again doing a doubleheader with one of the other shows. Maybe. The whole schedule, as I'm sure you guys know, has been completely thrown upside down like a chessboard with Bobby Fischer in front of it. So we really don't quite know how they're going to make it all happen. Remember, 2020 was supposed to be the year when we only had 10 weeks where there wasn't Walking Dead running on Sundays. So I guess they're scrambling to try to get caught up here. Also, in 2022, by the way, there is a fourth series coming. A spin-off series fronted by Carol and Daryl, which of course spoils that they make it out of at least season 10, if not 11. The untitled fourth series will be an episodic roadshow style story. There's been rumors that it might be titled something like Tales from the Walking Dead or something like that. So rather than a giant arc, it may be just vignettes, you know, a day in the life of Zombieland, whatever. Okay. Please note that tonight's show is a double feature and as such will run longer than normal, ending just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We may end our show early if another show may be following us tonight that I believe may have gotten postponed from last week because this whole doubleheader thing is an adjustment for us as well. Okay, so also we're going to be probably tweaking our trivia and other segments since we launch straight from Fear into World Beyond without a half hour of discussion beforehand. So according to AMC, supposedly Fear runs tonight until 10:15 and World Beyond after that until 11:25. We do not plan to overextend our show that long. We will keep our listeners updated as we go. The Talking Dead will not be airing again after the show until November 22nd. As far as tonight goes, I am probably going to wrap up between 10:30 and quarter of as a courtesy to the potential show following me. So typically, we start the show about a half hour before the new episode airs live each week, with recap from the previous episode and discussion of what is to come tonight. At 9 p.m., we'll go dark or mute and watch the new episode together and give episode ratings from 1 to 10, and commentary during the commercial breaks. We'll also give our listeners trivia on the show as well as the cast and crew, including bios, birthdays, and more. Our show is spoiler and comic free. Please don't discuss either spoilers or the comics in the chat or on the air. We prefer our discussions, reactions, and comments to be just about what we know from the show presented. There have been a teeny tiny handful of exceptions, and we label those so that those of you who don't even want to hear that can go get a coffee or go to the bathroom or something. Okay. Call in to speak with the host if you want tonight, 914-338-0314. You're welcome to call anytime, but I encourage you, especially between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call during the live episode after 9. You will be screened and muted until the commercial break where we can chat live on the air. If the phones are not really your thing, feel free to join us in our live chat room. You will be able to get to listen to the show real time as well as download the episode after the fact. And we usually give the link on our Facebook page and my personal page and so on. So feel free to grab that and keep it handy for downloading later. Real quick, I'm going to welcome Joan to the chat, who is joining us again tonight. So thank you. And I have to say, I double appreciate the help because I do happen to know that Joan definitely, and me a little bit, have gotten a little disenchanted with fear. So I appreciate that she's back for fear because I know it's not her favorite of the franchise. If you guys are unable to join us in real time this evening or any evening, you can go to the episode link later on and download the broadcast as an MP3 podcast for later listening. Just go to the same link, click cloud-shaped white icon at the top right of the page to download. Alrighty, let's get going. Tonight's episode of Fear is entitled The End is the Beginning. The official AMC synopsis is, mortally wounded Morgan must decide whether to help a desperate stranger while a mysterious bounty hunter tries to finish what Jenny couldn't. And as I often do with you guys, I have extended synopses. I'm only doing one tonight, which is a fairly thorough review and article. And also because I'm trying to save a little bit of time to try to give a little bit of love to World Beyond if I can manage. Okay. Extended review. This is a source I haven't used before or not often. I don't remember. It's decider.com. And this is written by Alex Zalben, Z-A-L-B-E-N. It's A. Zalben on Twitter on October 5th. And he entitled this Fear the Walking Dead Season 6 Review. And he calls it The Mandalorian of the Zombie Apocalypse. All right. Let's see what Alex has to say here. It's hard to think of a show that has gone through more reinventions than AMC's Fear the Walking Dead. Yeah, I got to give him that. It started as a family drama. Half a season was a thriller set on a boat. One time they were trying to grow vegetables in an abandoned stadium. And in season 6, showrunners Andrew Chambliss and Ian Goldberg, who have been with the series since season 4, have reimagined Fear the Walking Dead as the Mandalorian of the zombie apocalypse. To be clear, Fear isn't ripping off Disney Plus Star Wars show or anything. Merely based on the timeline, The Mandalorian first aired on November 12th. Season 6 of Fear began production on November 19th. Pardon me, I do still have a little tickle cough. The similarities are just a happy coincidence. But what characterizes Fear Season 6 is part of what made The Mandalorian such a success, based on the 3 episodes of the season provided for review at least. Fear the Walking Dead is now a surprisingly fun anthology of short Western-inspired stories. Okay, Alex. While that's true, I'm not sure if you've watched some of the other things that are having issues, but all right. It's your story. We'll go with it. Last season, the Fear Rose. Please. No dad jokes. You're too young. I can see your picture. We're left in dire straits. Virginia, played by Colby Menifee, and her pioneers had captured most of them and forced them to join her community while leaving Morgan Jones, Lenny James, who, by the way, later this week is the birthday, and we'll get to that in a bit, leaving him for dead, surrounded by zombies. When things pick up again in season 6, a lot of time has passed. There's a time jump we were told is happening. And all of the cast are reacting in different ways. Morgan is hanging on to life and is sporting some seriously bloodshot eyes. I have a copy of that photo on our Facebook page if you want to look at the banner, the Facebook cover photo on our Walking Dead Facebook page. I have that photo. Strand, Coleman Domingo, and Alicia Denham Carey, are towing the line, but just barely. And Dwight and Althea are headed off on some missions of their own. By the way, as a side note, Coleman Domingo has been coping with the quarantine by doing this really fun YouTube series that he calls Breakfast at Coleman's, or Brunch at Coleman's, something like that. And he has friends over virtually, and they make cocktails together for Sunday brunch. Apparently, he was a bartender, amongst many other things that he's done in life. And they cook food together, and I guess they prearrange what cocktails or food they're going to make, and they coordinate it. And then they have it sort of like a Zoom meeting, in a way, and they have brunch together. And it's really quite charming. It's a lot of fun. So if you guys want something to do that's relaxing and kind of fun to watch, I would check that out on YouTube. All right, back to the article. Though there's continuity to the episodes and a clear conflict building between Virginia and her unwilling recruits, each episode stands on its own, focusing on individual characters or pairs while fleshing out the new world of Ginny's fascist society. Given the series' usually sprawling cast, this leads to some of the best episodes in the show's history. That remains to be seen. I'm pretty in love with season 3, so that's going to be a hard sell for me, but we'll see. Each has its own tone and focus, given the characters they're digging into, and a greater chance for each of the featured main cast to rise to the top. Just doing a time check, we have 17 minutes, so I think we're doing good. I'm going to actually check the chat room, too, and see. Joan does have a couple comments. She does say, I'm here for this show, more than Fear True, but I'm willing to try. Now, when you say this show, do you mean the radio show, or do you mean World Beyond that follows it? And I'm sure she'll answer me in a minute, and I'll let you guys know what she said. And then she also says, props for the clever title comparing Fear to Mandalorian. Didn't see that coming. I didn't either. I grabbed this literally 3 hours ago. And she agrees. Apparently, Joan is familiar with Coleman's brunch show that I'm talking about. She loved most of what he does. Anyway, he's so entertaining. I also agree. He's a lot of fun out of character as well. So I highly recommend that. And Joan agrees. So perfect. All righty. Back to the article. Lenny James is, as usual, phenomenal as Morgan, delivering another classic, quote, Morgan Alone episode in the vein of The Walking Dead's Clear and Here's Not Here. Debnam Carey shows how much she's grown as a performer and grown into the role of Alicia over the years, all while Domingo turns in another deliciously complicated performance, as he often does, as the morally gray Strand. But weirdest of all, Dwight and Al in the Domingo-directed third episode. That'll be next weekend. Smile and have fun? Almost more alarming than the creatively gross zombies shown off this season. The ones in episode 2 are particularly juicy, so I guess we'll have some special effects fun tonight. It's a sight of seeing people having a good time on a Walking Dead series, but it's a breath of fresh air. That's what draws the favorable comparisons to Disney's Star Wars series. The ability to shift tones and even genres over the course of the episodes, from dramatic to action to comedic. Sometimes in the same episode. There's also the fact that Fear has been leaning into its Western setting over the course of the past few seasons. And you've got another favorable comparison to Baby Yoda and Friends. Argue about whether Mandalorian is more inspired by Westerns or wandering samurai stories. Parenthetically, it was both. But Fear is clearly a Western. Well, okay, it is since season 3. Down to the horses and enormous cowboy hats. Though the season premiere digs into that aspect a little more clearly, each episode has its own mission, its own focus that ties back to that murky line of good and evil that has characterized Walking Dead since the beginning and the Western genre since time immemorial. Another point of comparison, after some lower than expected performance points and mixed reviews, both Star Wars and The Walking Dead have led to a rise in armchair producers. I resemble that remark. Pontificating about the end of each respective franchise. While Fear Season 6 may not single-handedly rejuvenate AMC's zombie giant like Mando did for Star Wars, there is a ton to like about the new episodes. Couple that with a well-received Season 10 finale for The Walking Dead, fairly well-received, and the teen focus of World Beyond. And you have three shows with three unique points of view, something that points to the continued health of The Walking Dead. Pardon my breaks. I don't want to subject you guys to my coughing. Okay, and wrapping up, when it comes to Fear, a show many counted out after the death of Madison, Kim Dickens, a few seasons back, the potential of many more seasons to come. Okay, that's the end of that. Joan said what she meant earlier by her comment was the radio show, although she is on board for World Beyond as well. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so that's the end of the article, and I'm not going to do any more synopses because I'm trying to shave a little time so we have time to give World Beyond some love, as I mentioned earlier. Okay, writers and directors profiles for the Fear episode, The End is the Beginning, episode one. Andrew Chambliss and Ian Goldberg, the showrunners, are the writers for tonight, and is directed by Michael Satrazemis. And here are their profiles. Andrew Chambliss has been the co-showrunner for Fear since season four opened. He's been profiled multiple times before. Chambliss has been heavily involved as a producer for Once Upon a Time for several seasons, from 2012 to 17. He's been a story editor for Vampire Diaries, Spartacus, Dollhouse, and Bionic Woman 2007 edition. He's previously written or co-written 10 episodes of Fear, starting with season 4, episode 1, What's Your Story? And the prior latest being season 5, episode 16, the season finale, End of the Line, which will be the last episode we've seen, but not the same 8 episodes as Goldberg, his partner in crime, nor all of his co-written with Goldberg. Tonight will be his 11th episode written for the franchise. Ian Goldberg. Ian Goldberg has been co-executive producer and showrunner along with Andrew Chambliss since the start of season 4 of Fear. We have previously extensively profiled him, so this is just summary and update. Goldberg also worked on Once Upon a Time as a writer and producer, as well as other TV shows. He has also previously written or co-written 10 episodes of Fear, starting with season 4, episode 1, What's Your Story, and the prior latest being season 5, episode 16, End of the Line, but not the same 8 episodes as Chambliss, nor were all of his co-written with Chambliss. Tonight will also be his 11th episode he has written for the franchise. And last, but certainly not at all least, Satro. Michael Edison Satrazemis, nicknamed Satro, has extensive movie and TV credits to his name, so we will just summarize and update his entry. Satro was some form of camera operator for 15 episodes of Walking Dead, starting with Guts, season 1, episode 2, Old School, and back in 2010. He was second unit director of photography for 3 episodes till 2013, then became director of photography from 2013 to 17, ending that with Walking Dead Classic, Season 8, Episode 3, Monsters. He has directed 15 prior episodes of The Walking Dead, starting with The Grove, Season 4, Episode 14, and up to Season 9, Episode 12, Guardians. And every time I mention The Grove, I have to go get my wave that I have for that. Come here. No! That's not it. I'm so sorry. This is the one. Here we go. Apologies. Alrighty. Anyhow, yes, it was the Look at the Flowers episode. That was his first that he directed. Satro has been co-executive producer for Fear since season 4, episode 1 in 2018 to present, which is 32 episodes so far. He's directed 10 prior episodes of Fear, 5 in season 4 and 5 in season 5. Tonight will be his 6th for Fear, the last previous episode being season 5, episode 16, End of the Line, which he worked on with Ian and Andrew as writers also, as well as the same team doing season 5, episode 12, Nur Tamid together last season. Alrighty, trivia time. Gonna check on the chat room. Nothing further to add. It is 8:50. We've got about 10 minutes, so I will try to do what I can. And I'm gonna be squeezing a lot of data in. Trivia about tonight's episode. It will be the 70th episode of Fear overall. Co-stars. Damon Carney as Walter, who's a survivor killed by Rufus, put down by Emil. And those names don't mean anything to you yet. We will get to that in a hot second. Craig Nye as Hill, an antagonist in Virginia's Pioneers. Joseph Castillo Midyet, and his character is TBA. They're keeping it secret until he appears tonight. The same with actor Stephen Brody, also playing TBA, being kept secret until he appears tonight. Uncredited, we do not have the name of the stunt dog who is playing Rufus, Emil's dog. Death tonight will be Walter. That's been pre-announced because it's in part of the trailer. Trivia. First appearance of the character Emil LaRue, who is male, by the way, E-M-I-L-E. And he's played by Demetrius Gross. Emil is an independent bounty hunter who sometimes takes requests from the Pioneers, and that's how he gets involved in the storyline. Okay, first appearance of Isaac, random survivor played by Michael Abbott Jr. First appearance of Hill, played by Craig Nye, antagonist of Virginia's Pioneers. First appearance of Rufus, woof woof. First and last appearance of Walter. This episode was originally meant to air in August 2020, so I guess originally World Beyond was going to go first in the spring, and that didn't happen, so then it cascaded. However, the release date was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which we now know. Okay, this will be the first time a new episode of Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead World Beyond airs the same night. This episode will be played, well, okay. Some of the notes in the source I get a lot of my trivia claim that World Beyond is going first, but my Xfinity menu says what I've been saying, which is Fear goes first and then World Beyond goes after, just like last week. So they're saying the episode will be played first, but no. As far as I can tell, no. According to an early screener, and this is a fun little chunk of trivia, a callback to the episode Days Gone By, BYE, will be featured in this episode. Quote, there is a slight callback / Easter egg to the first episode of The Walking Dead. And this was written by entertainment writer Julian Cannon on Twitter. All right, trivia for last episode, 853. Co-stars from last episode of Fear, which would have been in September 2019. Co-stars Peggy Schott as Tess. That's the woman who lost her husband who was looking for asthma meds for her son. Cole Whitaker is Tessa's son. Bo Smith is Dom, who was a tank town person, went with the caravan. Eric Matthew is Cleve, a pioneer. Mike Davis is Kenneth, pioneer. And Richard Jackson as Terrence, a pioneer. Uncredited people. Mike Lawler plays Pete, who's a tank town / caravan person. Louise John Soria as Philippe, caravan person. Raja Afghani as Skidmark, Daniel's cat. And I don't see credits for Daniel's cat tonight. I don't remember if I saw credits for Daniel, so that could be interesting. We'll see what happens. Christine Evangelista as Sherry in voice only. Last episode. Unknown actor as Dr. Holt. And Chris V. Brown as a pioneer. And then Amanda Marie Wilkinson, Daniel Cox, Narinda Pennington, Andrew John, McKinley Manning, Yosley Ruiz, Allison Day, Nikki Sansiha, excuse me, I want to try to get this right, and Patty Sansiha. All of these last people are caravan survivors. And then Theo Richard and Derek Gilbert as camp teenagers, and Brian Mahood as colonist walker / gulch walker. Deaths from last episode. 263 unnamed Humbugs Gulch survivors. Confirmed fate. Grace's lover, confirmed fate. 5 unnamed pioneers, and one horse, and a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, I'm going to check with Joan real quick, see if there's any commentary I need to add. Nope, so I'm going to keep going in a hurry because we've got 5 minutes. Last episode trivia. This episode marks Coleman Domingo's 50th appearance on Fear the Walking Dead. It also marks Garrett Dillahunt's 25th appearance on the show. The title of this episode is the same as the Traveling Wilburys song on which Grace and Daniel play in Today and Tomorrow. First appearance of Cleve, Kenneth, Terrence, Dr. Holt, Sherry technically, although it was voice only. John and June get married in this episode. Grace is revealed to be pregnant and malnourished rather than dying. She is 3 to 4 months along. This is only the second season finale to end with Daniel having an alive status after the good man. This is because Daniel's fate was unknown after Shiva, and as a result did not appear in the episode North. Then his fate was unknown after the Gonzales Dam explosion in Sleigh Ride. And lastly, he did not appear at all in season 4, so he couldn't have appeared in the episode I Lose Myself. The Talking Dead for this episode included the hashtag Just Live, Morgan, in reference to Morgan's message at the end for everyone to just live. Morgan was also not included in the memoriam section, confirming that he did not die. Well, they've played games with us with that before, but yes, from the promos, we can see that at least he made it to this episode, if nothing else. All right, as of this episode, meaning last time, there are 861 people confirmed alive in Texas. So far, this is the only season finale of Fear the Walking Dead with no living character deaths, as opposed to walkers. Goofs, errors, and bloopers from last episode, and probably after this, I'm going to need to pause, but we'll see. So, despite being seen with the rest of the group at the Humbug Gulch at end of the episode, Channel 5, Dom and Tessa's son are both missing from this episode, likely due to actor availability issues. Caravan extra McKinley Manning can be seen opening one of the church doors during June's wedding procession. However, he is also seen sitting in the pews as June walks down the aisle. The next shot shows McKinley back at the church doors. Okay, continuity guys, y'all need to keep a better eye out next time. All right, 8:58. We are just about ready to go. I'm going to set this up because this is long. We are about to do cast birthdays, and like last week, because we had such a long quarantine hiatus, I'm going to do a giant chunk of the people who missed out because we were shut down for so long. So we're going to do July, August, and September birthdays, and then we will do current October birthdays, and that will be at the first commercial break. And so I'm going to go ahead and just pause here. Pardon my hiccups. So it's nice and neat. And there's Morgan. And we'll see what's going on with that. Thank you guys for joining us. And we'll see you all at break number one. Okay, guys, it's 9:14. This is the first real commercial break that we've actually had. They had a little bitty something-something earlier, fooled us, and Joan started voting and everything, and I am going to go with 575. She started with a 5. I don't know. She's welcome to change it since this is kind of a real break. Let me go back. let me go back. Actually, there's a little bit of a joke. When he's doing the beans, when he's hunting Walter, and he's talking about the secret ingredient, which ended up being Tabasco, and I said maybe it's human beans, which is a very old dad joke kind of thing. I'm bothered by the fact that the decapitated heads talk, because that's not where the vocal cords are located. This is a common flaw. They should not be making that audible of a rasping sound, because they can't interact with that part of the body. All right, so Joan started with a 5. Let me see what other comments we got. She was fussing at Morgan poking the walker that was chasing him after the limo. And says, okay, that was not the brightest move. If Walker keeps going, why would you call it back? I noticed distinctly they're making a plot point out of the fact that the walkers seem to ignore him. And we'll get to what we think that is in a hot second. Joan and I have been talking about that. I've noticed Morgan's left arm is kind of fucked up, and you know, it's not that it's paralyzed per se, but is maybe wounded in some way. Like, if any of you guys have ever had a rotator cuff injury, you probably know what I'm talking about, because I've had one and it makes it very hard to move. She says, yeah, it makes sense since he was shot in the shoulder, but she's wondering why he's grabbing at the right side of his stomach. Yeah, I'm unclear. And then Joan points out a baby mobile with horses on it. Yeah, they're in Texas. And after that conversation with this last guy, Isaac, they point out that Morgan may be starting to get gangrene, and the gangrene smell probably is throwing the walkers off whack a little bit. So this character he's just met, Isaac, there were two actors I named earlier that are unnamed people. I believe Isaac could be one of them. Joan also said Isaac only last this episode. I didn't say anything about that. I don't have a character named Isaac. But if you remember, I had two guys who played characters that they didn't name, and both of them were young men. So I think Isaac is one of those unnamed characters. And Joan's staying with her five, but she says thank you for allowing her to change it if she felt like it. Okay, it is 9:17. I'm going to try to see if we're getting kind of close to going back, but we're still in a commercial. So I'm going to try to see if we can get any of the birthdays done. So July birthdays, maybe Marissa Richard, who plays Nabila, the Kingdom Gardener and Jerry's girlfriend. July 4th, she's from Houston, Texas. State Farm commercial, we got time. So Pruitt Taylor Vince played Otis, the green farmhand in season 2 that ended up getting shot, or something happened to him, where Carl also got shot as a deer. He's the one that shot Carl, and then something happened to Otis. He was born July 5th. He's from Baton Rouge. Major Dodson, and Major's a name, not a title in this case. Sam Anderson from Alexandria. July 12th, he's from Dallas. Adam Boyer, who played the Terminus Butcher, July 16th. His city's unconfirmed, but I had a ham-fisted rumor that he's from Atlanta. Here's the advertisement for World Beyond. Let me try to get July birthday out so we have a stopping place. Eleanor Matsura, Yumiko Magna's girlfriend, or now former, July 16th, and she is from Tokyo. All right, I'm going to pause here since we're probably going to go back in a hot minute. I'll see you guys at break number 2. Okay, guys, break number 2. I'm going to go up to 6. Joan is inching just a wee bit to 525. That's good for her, considering I know that she's really not super happy about this show. And I had mentioned when Emil was tearing apart a walker that finally somebody remembered Glenn's trick, but he was checking for digested Morgan. And check out the throwback to Morgan's etiquette lesson with Rick. Yes, I ask you answer. I had just mentioned that one of the reviewers who got a preview had mentioned there was going to be a throwback to season 1, and that was exactly it. All right. And Joan says, well, at least this guy makes a better villain than Ginny. Yeah, I'm super not fond of Ginny as a character. She grates on my fucking nerves. And sorry, Andrew and Ian, I said it. I went there. You know, do something better. Season 3 was better. All right, let's go back to the birthdays while we have a hot second. August birthdays, cast and crew. John Carroll Lynch, who played Eastman, Morgan's mentor. August 1st, he's from Boulder, Colorado, or possibly Fort Boulder, Colorado. I'm not clear if that's a thing. That's what my notes say. All right, Melissa Ponzio. Karen from Woodbury and the prison. August 3rd, New York City. Donsley Abernathy, who played Dr. Stevens, the Woodbury doctor. August 5th, Montgomery, Alabama. Rick Otto, who was a character named Andrew in the Walking Dead webisodes Torn Apart. That's a 6 short movie clips series that featured Hannah And how the story of how she became infected as the half corpse or bicycle zombie, one of the first iconic walkers in the show. Rick was born August 10th and is from Baltimore. Emily Kinney, who played Beth, August 15th, Wayne, Nebraska. And Brighton Rose Sharbino played Lizzie, August 19th, Flower Mound, Texas. Alicia Rowan Witt, who played Paula, a savior, August 21st, Worcester, Massachusetts. I have friends who live there, and I should know how to say this. We're not back to the show yet. Ross Marquand, who plays Aaron from Alexandria, August 22nd, Fort Collins, Colorado. And Cullen Moss, who played Gorman, an Atlanta cop, August 24th, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Now we have September birthdays, and we do still have a commercial, but we're going to another one. Okay, we do have time. I'm going to try to get September birthdays if I can. Cassidy McClincy, Lydia, Whisperer's daughter, September 1st. She's American, but we don't know where she's born. I haven't been able to find it. Austin Adams, who played Ron, Jesse's son in Alexandria. September 2nd, Sarasota, Florida. Christine Elizabeth Woods, who played Dawn, an Atlanta cop. September 3rd, Lake Forest, California. Chad Coleman, who played Tyrese. September 6th, Richmond, Virginia, local boy, local-ish. Maximiliano Hernandez, Bob Kempson, Grady cop. September 12th, Brooklyn, New York. Andrew Lincoln, Andrew James Clatterbuck, plays Rick. September 14th, he's from London. Aldous Hodge, who played Mike, one of Michonne's pets, Michonne's boyfriend. September 20th, Onslow County, North Carolina. Jonathan Edward John Bernthal, who played Shane. September 20th, DC boy. Christian Serratos, who plays Rosita. September 21st, Pasadena, California. Lawrence Larry Gilliard Jr. played Bob, prison terminus guy. He had his leg eaten. September 22nd, New York City. Daniel Bonjour, who was Aiden Monroe in Alexandria. September 28th, Johannesburg, South Africa. And John Joseph Finn, who played Earl Sutton, Hilltop Blacksmith in season 9. September 30th, New York City. And we are back, so I'm going to hush, and I'll see you guys at break number 3. Okay, guys, it's 9:35. Joan is staying with her 5.25, and I'm staying with my 6. Alrighty, let's see what we have been chit-chatting about in between the last scoring. I do kind of wish Morgan would stop this thing that he does when things get really bad. He goes into these moods, and then he's like, everyone, fuck off. I'm going to go out on my own and be a hermit, blah, blah, blah. And then something extreme happens and he won't help for like a bazillion times, and then suddenly he'll help. Whatever. He's done this constantly through the whole series, both of them. All right. I don't know why they stopped the truck over a dead branch. I mean, I live out in the country where we have all the redneck vehicles, and you can just run over a branch like that. It seems kind of silly. It's contrived. But whatever. And Joan points out a good point. If Morgan really didn't want help, why the hell did he jump into the truck with Isaac? Also valid. And they're like, oh, just slice up some walkers and wear the guts already, dude. Yeah, no kidding. Morgan should be able to teach him this because he has seen that done. And she says, I'm hoping we can make it through the first episode without any plot holes, just wishful thinking. At least they're minor. They're like continuity flaws rather than actual plot holes. But, yeah, I can kind of understand that. Okay. So we did September birthdays, and then this week, Lenny James, who plays Morgan, October 11th is his birthday today, and he is from Nottingham, England. And Vincent Michael Martella, who played Patrick, a teenager in the prison, was born October 15th, and he's from Rochester, New York. So let's have some birthday applause for everybody. Okay, it's 9:37. Let me see how much I can shove out. I really am hoping to talk about the new show because I don't know how much of a break I'll get to. Unaccounted for characters, I'm kind of going to skip because I've read this to you guys before. Taka and Lee, Proctor John, Diana, Tracy Otto, I'm not letting go of Emma Caulfield, even though clearly they have. And a whole bunch of stuff from The Diamond. All right, Talking Dead will not be on again until November 22nd. Here is the Fear Season 6 lineup. Starting with Episode 70, which is Season 6, Episode 1, The End is the Beginning. Welcome to the Club is next weekend, then Alaska, The Key, Honey, Bury Here Next to Jasper's Leg, which is a joke from a previous episode, and Damage from the Inside. And if you do math, that is 7 episodes, not 8. I don't know what's up with the 8th episode. I have reason to believe that they're going to do one, and it'll be on Thanksgiving weekend, but I can't get confirmation. And I believe what's happened is that they were working on it in the spring, and they had the same problem that they did with the finale for Walking Dead Classic. Anyway, when I find out, I'll let you know. So at 10 p.m., I'm going to go ahead and start reading stuff from World Beyond while I have an opportunity. So if you guys can stay for another hour, we do have Walking Dead World Beyond, Season 1, Episode 2, The Blaze of Gory. And I did make a boo-boo earlier and call it Glory because that's obviously the pun. Synopsis, the group adjusts to the reality of life beyond their community's walls. Iris attempts to take charge in spite of Hope's reservations. Felix and Huck trail the teens while Felix is forced to confront unwanted memories. And this episode of World Beyond tonight, episode 2, was written by Ben Sokolowski and directed by Magnus Martins. We have a trailer for some kind of fantasy. Oh, Fear Fest, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. Apparently that's coming up on AMC. And we're back, so I'll read you the rest in a bit. Okay, guys, 9:48, and we are at a commercial break. Commercial break number 4. Joan staying with her 525. I'm going to creep just a wee bit. Just because the show is being not lame right now, but Joan has also said Jenny is a Negan wannabe. Yeah, well, no, she is a evil army leader wannabe. She kind of reminds me a bit more of the governor. And Joan says, you tell me he couldn't have done that by himself, that he needed Morgan to try to sneak past them. Well, he kind of did. If he really was one of Ginny's Rangers, that is. The problem is dead bodies might draw attention now. Well, they probably will from the living, but like he said, you know, they can't really get past the wall. I do think he needed Morgan's help to, you know, because Morgan's doing half of the problem. All right. So it's 9:49. Let's see what of the news we can get. Okay, so we're at writers and directors profiles. I haven't even gotten to World Beyond yet, but I'm going to try to squeeze stuff in. Profile, writer Ben Sokolowski. Benjamin Ben Sokolowski is a Canadian television writer. According to his Twitter bio, he is also, quote, a husband and father and insufferable Toronto sports fan. He received a BFA in screenwriting from University of Southern California in 2006 and currently lives in Los Angeles. He began his career as a production staffer on the J.J. Abrams-produced ABC dramedy What About Brian? He would later go on to work with Abrams a second time on the 2008 science fiction feature Cloverfield as a production assistant. In 2011, he was hired as a story editor on CTV's The Listener. He went on to script one episode, Lady in the Lake. He has written for the NBC horror series Fear Itself and the French-Canadian action drama Transporter the Series. Ben has 3 production assistant credits, What About Brian, Cloverfield, and The Listener. He has 4 producer credits, The Flash in 2016, DC's Legends of Tomorrow in 2017, Arrow in 2017, and co-executive producer for The Walking Dead World Beyond Season 1. He has 6 writer's credits, Fear Itself 2008, The Listener 2011, Transporter the Series 2012, The Flash 2015, Arrow 2017-18, and World Beyond. Tonight's show is the first work Ben has done for the Walking Dead franchise. And we have time, so let's go to director's profile, Magnus Martens. Magnus Martens is from Stord, Norway. He has won 3 industry awards for films on which he has worked. This was the later of the three. Montreal International Children's Film Festival in 2004, Children's Jury Prize for the 2003 film United, and 2 2002 prizes at the Mannheim-Heidelberg International Film Festival, FIPRESCI, and it's written all in caps, it's an acronym for something, prize and special prize in memoriam R.W. Fassbinder for Folk Flest Bor Ikina, which I guess is the title of the film, and probably in Norwegian or something similar. And that was in 2002. Are we still in commercial? I'll keep going. He's also directed episodes of 12 Monkeys, the TV show version, 2015, Luke Cage, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and many more, with 26 director's credits. He's currently working on a series for 2021 called Furia, F-U-R-I-A. Tonight's episode is his third time working on any show in the Walking Dead universe, the first being directing Fear, Season 4, Episode 4, Buried, and Season 4, Episode 9, People Like Us, in 2018. And World Beyond, trivia and notes. Starring, which I'm going to read for a couple of weeks because these are all new people for all of us, Aaliyah Royale as Iris Bennett, Alexa Mansour as Hope Bennett, Hal Cumpston as Silas Plaskett, Nicholas Cantu as Elton Ortiz, Nico Tortorella as Felix Carlucci, Annette Mahendru as Huck, Julia Ormond as Elizabeth Kubleck, and also starring Christina Marie Karras as Carrie Bennett, and that may be just in flashbacks. We are back. I'll hush and see you guys at break number 5. Okay, guys, it's 10:02. We know that World Beyond is not going to start promptly at 10, so we're just going to keep going with the trivia and the talking for a while. I am still at 625. I don't know. Okay. Fussing from the last conversation, the wife does not look 8 months pregnant. I know what 8 months pregnant looks like. And Joseph is 8 months pregnant. The baby shouldn't need oxygen either. Also true. She may have had complications. You know, there are situations like that, but these guys don't sound like medical professionals, so I don't know how the hell they would know if they needed these sorts of things. And, you know, I don't know if this is supposed to represent the ignorant blather of people who don't know medical stuff. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, Joan said one about something, but I don't know what that was. So if you can clarify, that's cool. She's staying at 525 and also says, Daddy gets to meet the kid, but might want to make sure he doesn't eventually eat the kid. Yeah, okay. With the puns. Yes, I can understand. All right, let me go back to my notes, see what I can squeeze in here. World Beyond Trivia and Notes, co-stars. Sterling Gardner as Cliff Carlucci, Samantha Lorraine as Young Hope Bennett, I guess is a flashback, and Dawson Shea as Young Felix Carlucci. Uncredited people, they'll say later, deaths are later. Trivia, first appearance of Cliff Carlucci in a flashback, who's Felix's dad. Last appearance of the campus colony as a flashback, which is the compound at Nebraska State University in the opener. It was led by Dr. Leopold Bennett and served as home to approximately, this makes me laugh because it's approximately a specific number, 9,671 people. They were part of the Alliance of the Three, serving as a satellite to the city of Omaha. The location is possibly based on Dave's statement in the Walking Dead episode Nebraska, where he mentions to Rick that people were going to the state to escape the walkers. This is the first time a new episode of The Walking Dead World Beyond and Fear the Walking Dead aired the same night. The season premiere of season 6 of Fear the Walking Dead is played directly after this episode. Again, this is in the notes, and it's not true. So maybe earlier it was true, and they just didn't update things. And trivia from episode 1. We now know what CRM stands for, finally. Civic Republic Military. That's the three circles and the helicopters. And Althea's Isabel in fear worked for Beckett, the dad. Those two young girls that are running away, their dad was Althea's girlfriend, Isabel, her boss. This episode has the most human deaths than any other episode in the history of the Walking Dead franchise, with at least 9,671 confirmed deaths. And I suppose minus the three or four people that ran away to go and be the main characters. Okay, featured music from last week. Song called The Devil by PJ Harvey was playing during the Civil Republic meeting. All right, so World Beyond has a different format than the previous shows did. So it has 10 episodes for the entire season, season one and season two, and then it's over. So I do not know how the timing is going to work on all this, but here are the 10 episodes for season one. Brave last week, this week The Blaze of Gory, next week The Tiger and the Lamb, and it's T-Y-G-E-R like William Blake. The Wrong End of a Telescope, number 4. 5 is Mad Men Across the Water. 6 is Shadow Puppets. 7 is Truth or Dare. 8 is The Sky is a Graveyard. 9, The Deepest Cut. And 10, In This Life. And that is supposed to air on December 6th. We will have run out of Half of Fear by then. So I don't know about the timing of all this, but that is the order of the episodes. And we have a promo for World Beyond, which is coming up shortly. And there's Rufus. So I'll let you guys go. See you at break number 6, I think. 6 or 7. Okay, guys, it's 10:32, and we went straight into World Beyond, and this is actually the first break that they've given us. So I'm going to go with a 6.5, Jones at a 6. And so I don't know how much more notes I'm going to be able to get to. It's 10:30 now, and I was going to wrap up at 10:40, so I'm going to try to get as much as I can to you guys. I've actually gone over the shows coming up. I'm actually almost done with my notes. That's perfect. So upcoming shows on NDB Media include possibly tonight. I'm a little fuzzy still because this was supposed to be last week, but I guess postponed. Tonight at 11 p.m., Jedi Attacks Radio with Rogelio de Noriega, CRTP. I don't know what that stands for, but I imagine C is certified and CP is tax preparer. But anyhow, questions at the IRS man on Twitter and Jedi.tax website. Tuesday the 13th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Fandom Access, Week in Review. Join the fantastic flounderings of Jamie, Karen, and AJ as they tackle another night of TV. Tonight's extravaganza on Tuesday will be The Walking Dead World Beyond, the season premiere of Next, Lovecraft Country, and whatever else tickles their fancy. Wednesday the 14th, 11 p.m., I will be back for the Rock and Roll Shrink Radio Show, episode 94, topic TBA. Thursday the 15th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Travel Itch Radio. Travel Itch Radio concludes its two-part series on the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage on Thursday, October 15th, when Nancy Han Bono, president of NHB Marketing and Communications and contributor to The Cultural Traveler, Exploring America, visits the show. She talks with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent Lee about the progress women have made in the last century, but also what remains to be done. And that is the end of my notes. So hooray, we got through everything. I'm so happy. All right, so I'm not sure when they will have the next break, but I'm going to phase out the show at about 10:40 to give the next show time to log on the board. So quick, thank you for your help, Joan. Thank you guys for hanging out and watching the show with me. They're going to go on until 11:20 tonight, and then there won't be Walking Dead until November 22nd. Talking Dead, pardon me. So Joan says real quick, what's-her-face made a mess of trying to kill her first empty. I forget which one's Iris. And she says, so we have the six main characters and however many bad guys for the show. And let's not forget they murdered over 9,000 people, which these two may or may not find out eventually. And Joan has also said these kids are way out of their element. Reminds me of early Alexandria all over again. Yes, it certainly does. All right. And they'll probably go back in a second. If they don't give me a break in the next 5 to 8 minutes or so, I'm just going to go ahead and fade out the show. So if I do, thank you guys for joining us. And I will see you guys next week. We're going to hang out for a few more minutes and enjoy the show together. And then I'm going to see myself out. Take care. Have a good evening.